USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. The president also tweeted that President Obama had a big campaign finance violation and it was easily settled. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness to get a jury to believe.
Hawaii residents are stocking up on everything from bottled water to ramen noodles as they face the threat of heavy rain and flash flooding and high surf as Hurricane Lane strengthens and heads towards the state. The National Weather Service has said the hurricane will become a Category 5 hurricane, which means winds over 157 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Iowa law enforcement officials have charged Christian Rivera of first-degree murder in the killing of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts from Iowa. Rivera is in the country illegally, and he led investigators to Tibbetts' body yesterday. Tom Homan is a former acting director of ICE. He says this murder did not need to happen.
I went to bed last night. I'm angry. My heart breaks, but because let's just be honest. There's people up on the Hill. There's certain politicians, like your politicians in New York, Senator Gillibrand, Governor Cuomo, and Kamala Harris, and these people that don't want to enforce immigration law. I myself as acting director went up the Hill numerous times with the Secretary Nielsen, the head of CBP, head of CIS, to talk about these loopholes that we need to fix. You know, this is why we need a wall. This is why we need to fix the loopholes. I'm sick and tired of talking about this issue and meeting yet another angel mom has been created at the hands of an illegal alien. We got to stop politicizing this issue and fix it once and for all. Well, I mean, after 34 years, it's the same argument over and over again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Angela Duckworth is the world's leading expert on grit, that much-hyped ingredient that she believes is needed for personal success. Duckworth is the CEO of Character Lab. She talks a little bit more about character development and grit.
The first thing I should say is that I still believe that this combination of passion and perseverance is a common denominator of excellence. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to become a world-class athlete or a broadcast journalist or anything else. So that hasn't changed. But one thing that I have learned since writing the book is just the importance of passion and the challenge that so many people have in figuring out something they love is in some ways more difficult than the perseverance half of grit.
Duckworth talks about how you need to be passionate about something before you can build that grit.
I think that's my, you know, major quip with tiger parenting, right? I mean, you cannot, like, chain your kid to a piano bench and expect them...
I'll cross that off my list.
Yeah, no chaining piano benches in case that was, you know, something you were considering. But I do see parents making this mistake all the time. They think, like, oh, my kids need to learn a work ethic, so I will sign them up for this really hard sport. But if the kid doesn't choose that activity, I feel like you have missed the first thing that you need to do as a parent.
That audio courtesy of CBS News... And it was back on this date in 1864 when the International Red Cross was founded. Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.